Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. First, I want to apologize to everyone for not being able to produce a live program last week. That was on Friday. The flu bug that has been going around found me and knocked me on my back, literally. From noon Friday to about Saturday 8 a.m., 20 hours straight, just about, I was on my back, feeling miserable and in bed. The fever, the body aches, and everything running through you like a waterfall, it was not pretty. But I've come in today because the Lord put a word upon my heart that I wanted to get out to all those that are listening tonight. I want to welcome all my brothers and sisters tonight. Mahalo for tuning in. First and foremost, I'd like to catch up to a praise report to our wonderful women at WCCC last week, Thursday evening. My sisters, you blessed my wife and I so very much. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your hearts. And thank you for showing up for chapel. Although the enemy was trying to distract those by having a movie going on, those that answered the call, I call it the three C's of life. You made a choice to take a chance to change your life. And I want to thank you on behalf of not only our Lord and Savior, but also on your family for trying to make a difference in not only your life, but their lives. I'd also like to give a shout out to our Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava. Bless our brothers at Halava always. Hallelujah. And to my Waiava boys in Module 10 Cash Box program, we're going to see you guys this Wednesday night out at Waiava. Looking so forward to seeing each and every one of you. Spread the word. We're coming out on Wednesday. We've got a great message for you and looking forward to just praising our Lord and Savior together. To our brothers and sisters in OCCC, mahalo for tuning in and bless you for fighting the good fight. Brother Dave in Module 11, keep up the good work. You know, in God's time, everything will happen because to God, time means nothing, but timing is everything. Hallelujah. And to our FDC faithfuls, you know who you are. Shout out to Ola, who just moved over to FDC. I think he's in 6A now. Hook up with the brothers over there. They'll take care of you. You know, my brothers, I've been out of commission the last 2 weeks. The enemy's coming at me big time with guns blazing. Makes me realize that God's breakthrough will be truly amazing. The devil can come at me with everything he's got, but I claim by the power and the blood of Jesus, I am healed. Amen. And to all of our faithful listeners out there, mahalo for tuning in tonight. May our Heavenly Father continue to protect and provide each and every one of you. Our Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. We preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in the facilities on Oahu and even in Saguaro, Arizona. We will be heading there to Saguaro shortly. Praise be to God. What a praise report. We're going to have the opportunity, the blessing. God has opened the doors. We will be going to Red Rock Prison in Arizona. We're going to see our brothers that have been incarcerated there. Looking so forward to meeting them. We shared that with the families at the video visit on Saturday. So excited that somebody from Hawaii can go see their loved ones in Red Rock, because not too many people get over there. So we're coming with our Delta team, Free Inside Prison Ministry. We're coming. We're going to be there for 2 hours on Thursday, May 2nd. Please make sure you can come. It'll be in your housing unit, so we're going to be able to share the love of God, do some praise and worship, and just enjoy being together as one ohana. We're also going to be in Saguaro the following days after, but I'd like to remind you to check out our website at www.freeinsideministry.org. You can find all of our broadcasts in a podcast format so that you can download them for your listening enjoyment at a later time. We also have a Facebook page for those of you doing the social media thing. It's Free Inside Ministry. And we do have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Please drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or let me know how this program has touched someone in your ohana or a loved one that you know. And remember that our anchor verse, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." And it goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. Hallelujah. Mahalo for tuning in tonight. Once again, 99.5 FM, The Word, Free Inside Ministry. Today's message that the Lord put upon my heart, I think, is very appropriate. And I think at every point in our lives, sometime in our lives, we all have to go to battle. And so the title of today's message, and I'm going to borrow this from our good sister Dawn from 95.5, The Fish, our sister station in the morning. Let's get ready to rumble. I love it when she does that. My brothers and my sisters, do you know, my beloved, that we are in a battle? Do you know that we are in a knockdown, drag out, kick to your Allah's fight with the devil? Do you know that there is nothing good for Satan to do on this earth? And his entire purpose on earth is to create chaos in your life, in my life, in the lives of our loved ones. How many of you there out there listening tonight, you ever been in a beef? How many of you have ever been in a scrap? Okay, you know what I'm talking about when I ask you if you've been into a battle. Most time it's pretty up and up, straight, one-on-one. But my beloved, the battle that I'm talking about today, the battle I'm going to try and explain to you today is far bigger. It is far greater. It is far more impactful than any other fight you have ever been in up to this day in your life. How many of you, my beloved, have children? If you don't have kids, how many of you have nephews and nieces? Okay. So we all have the same connection to the children in this world, right? Check this out. It's in John 10:10 where it says, The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. In the Jesus book, it says, the stealer guy, he only come for steal, kill, and bust up the place. But I won't come so the people can come alive inside and live to the max. You know, if you follow Dr. Miles Monroe in his book, Rediscovering the Kingdom, one of the basic kingdom principles is that, one, God's original plan in creation was to extend his heavenly kingdom here on earth. God's purpose was to establish relationships, not religion. Human beings were created to exercise dominion over the earth and all its creatures. God gave us rulership, not ownership. Big difference. And when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they did not lose heaven, but they gave up the kingdom of earth. They listened to Satan and gave up their ruling authority, which Satan took. So if we know that the purpose of Satan is to do nothing good, if we know that we need to be able to battle, scrap, and beef against all these things and above to win the battle right. You see, you ever see those UFC guys? I was watching that the other day on TV, the MMA guys. How much do they train when they get ready for an event? Probably like, what, one time a week? Oh, okay, now we're just talking about Bula. They got to train at least maybe 15 minutes a day, maybe only three times a month, maybe once a week, once and a half, maybe weekends. No, absolutely not, Brother Bula. What are you talking about? These are professional athletes. They train every single day. They train sometimes two times, three times a day. They not only train, they watch what they eat. They eat everything that's going to bring them to success. And they don't only train when they want to train. No, it's a regimen. They're into a system. It's a process that they follow that will allow them the opportunity to maybe win. No guarantees, right? But if they train hard enough, they'll be in a position that hopefully they are victorious at the end of the match. You see, but they know their opponent, Brother Bula. They research their opponents. They know the win-loss record. They know his stats. They know his tendencies, his weaknesses, his strengths. They do all of that so they can be prepared for the fight. Oh, Brother Bula, that's a lot of training, man. That's a big commitment. You know, that's too much effort, so much prep. My beloved, when I tell you that you are in a fight for your life, when you're in a fight for the lives of your loved ones, what goes on in your minds? You know, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 13, gives us the warning, gives us the heads up, gives us the FYI for your information. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. You see, my brothers, in the Jesus book, it goes like this. Eh. I love when they start like that. Eh. Everybody look at you, go, eh. Everybody look. Then the smart guy goes, what, B? In the Jesus book, eh. Us guys get war now, you know. But we're not fighting against regular kind of people with skin and bones. We stay fighting against the spirit leaders. Against the spirits, they get plenty power. Against the main gods that stay in charge of this dark world. Against the spirits with power inside the sky that you know can see, but they bad kind. So then, take all the stuff God give you guys for fight. Then when the bad time come, you guys going to win. After you guys power do everything you got to do, you're going to be the ones that still stay standing on your feet. My beloved, it doesn't say you guys, them guys, those guys. It says us guys. We're all in this scrap together. We're all in this beef together. But you got to know, it's not the regular kind of scrap you used to. It's not the everyday kind of beef we used to. It's not a routine rumble. This bugger is big. It's the battle against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Bottom line, we no more chance. If we keep doing what we're doing, we no more chance. Garen's barbarians, we no more chance to win this one. We're going to tap out before we're going to be tapped out before we even step out. That's how bad this bugger is. But Paul, in the scriptures, tells us exactly what we need to do in verses 14 to 18, if you're reading along with me in Ephesians chapter 6. We're moving on to verses 14 through 18 now. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Not just you, not just the other guy, but for all believers everywhere. Because we're in this thing together. In the Jesus book, it says, stand strong. When you trust what's true, that's just like one army belt for your waist. And when you do the right kind of stuff, that's just like one metal vest for cover your chest. And when you guys stay ready for tell the good stuff about becoming friends with Christ, that's just like the army boots for your feet. When you guys trust God, that's just like one shield for kill all the burning arrows the bad guys send for mess you up, no matter what happened. When you guys let God take you out of all the kind of bad stuff you stay in, that's just like one helmet for your head. When you guys tell what God say, that's just like one sword that God's Spirit give you. For stand strong every time, pray, and stay tight with God's Spirit. Pray about everything and ask God for help you. Make sure you guys watch out and hang in there and pray for all the people that stay special for God. You see, we're getting the warnings right here. We're getting, and I wanted to give a shout out to Sister Miriam. Mahalo, my sister, for inspiring me and to listening to the word of the Lord today. And she's very gracious, you know. She shares a lot of her mana'o with me. And I wanted to give her due credit today for being instrumental in this message that we have today. You see, we're not going to win this battle doing things the way we do things right now. We need to align ourselves with God. We need to put on the full armor of God. And it starts with the shoes. The shoes of the gospel. If you look in Isaiah 52:7, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace. You see, when we come in with the word of the gospel, the good news of the gospel, we come in peace, we bring peace, we impart peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. The full armor of God is the belt of truth. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8 31 to 32. That's the belt of truth. The breastplate of righteousness. Be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. That's what covers your chest. That's what covers your vital organs. That's what covers, that's important for your body to keep functioning. That's in Philippians 3, verse 9. The shield of faith is who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. This is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. The sword of the Spirit. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. That's a sword of the Spirit. That's the living word of God. That's what we study. That's how we prepare ourselves. We immerse ourselves. We place ourselves in the living word of God, for it is the inerrant, inspired, and authorized, and infallible word of God that we base everything that we do. That's in Hebrews 4, verse 12. And the helmet of salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalms 27, 1. That's along the lines that he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. You know, my brothers and my sisters, like I said, it is a battle. But in that battle, we're going to remember we will not overcome evil by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. You know, it's how we go into battle, how we prepare ourselves for battle, how to know that no matter what happens. And another anchor verse in our prison ministry, Free Inside Ministry, Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. You see, but we have to be bold, my brothers and sisters. If we're going to go out with the armor of God, we have to, as it says in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. We know that we have the victory. We know that we have the victory because we have the victory because of what? Because of the blood of Jesus, exactly. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, then we wouldn't have the victory. But we know because of the blood that was shed on the cross by Jesus, we claim the victory. And it's in that victory that we're able to continue to fight on. You see, because even, my beloved, you can believe in God. How many of us believe in God? Wonderful. In James chapter 2, verse 19, I love it. He says, you say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. I love that verse, because many of us believe in God, but we don't have what separates us from the demons. We don't have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, God wanted a relationship, but man wanted religion. And it's funny because a lot of times we lose that in our walk with God. But we have to know that this is a battle of all times. This is a battle that is the battle of all battles. The enemy's going after your loved ones, your family, your children. But this is a battle, and I wanted to share something with you. And I wanted to share something that's called Surrender is Not an Option. And it's along the lines of today, so please bear with me. For I am a soldier in the army of God, and I will never desert a fallen brother. I will never give up. I will never surrender, for surrender is not an option. We are here to liberate the oppressed. Jesus came to set the captives free. So it is, my brothers, that we find ourselves at war, and our battlefield is not of flesh and blood, but of fallen angels, principalities and powers, rulers of this present age of darkness, spiritual hosts of wickedness in regions above. So I put on the armor of God, and I take up the instruments of war, my spiritual weapons, and I press on for the finish line. We press on to the finish line. I put on the girdle of truth first because it is the base for the rest of our armor, and we can have no religion without sincerity. My breastplate is righteousness because it fortifies my heart against the attacks of Satan. My feet is shod with the gospel of peace so I may move through my trials with the full knowledge of the gospel. My shield of faith defends me from all attacks by the devil. The fiery darts of lies and attacks shall be squelched by my shield. Salvation is my helmet, for it is through my salvation that my soul has been purified. The only weapon for attack is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. A single text, well understood and rightly applied, destroys a temptation or objection and subdues the most formidable adversary. And we bind everything in prayer, every time and all the time. It is prayer that will protect us before, during, and after the attack from the enemy. For this is a war to the bitter end, the very end, the war to end all wars. Surrender is not an option. This is a war for our family, for our wives, for our children, for our children's children. This is a war of the end times. So we are in this race to the finish line. We help each other. We pray for each other. We stand in the gap for each other. We offer support for each other. We stand up like men with backbone for each other. And we press on. We press on to victory. We do not give in to evil. We do not give in to the ones who are of this world. But we are a new creation through Christ Jesus. Not to live without pain, but instead to live without stain. For we are warriors now, fighting on the battlefield of faith. And God sees all we do. The angels watch, and so does Jesus Christ. What honor and glory and joy to do battle in the presence of God and to have Christ approve our victory. Let us arm ourselves in full strength and prepare ourselves for the ultimate struggle with blameless hearts through faith and unyielding courage. What honor and glory and joy to do battle with each and every one of you so that Christ may approve our victory. Surrender is not an option. Surrender is not an option, my brothers. God bless you and God protect you. That's a wonderful piece that I just found today. My beloved, I don't know what battle you're fighting right now at this very moment. I don't know what addiction, what affliction you might be going through, but know this, it is of the enemy. It is of Satan himself. You cannot win without Jesus. Let me say that real slow so you might understand it more clearly. You cannot win without Jesus. It's that plain and simple. If you are a believer, then you belong to the kingdom of God. And if you are of the kingdom of God, then Satan and all of his forces are against you. So you need the full armor of God. You need the full protection. You cannot win this battle on your own. You will get tired. You will get exhausted. You will get defeated. You're going to succumb to the lies of the devil. You're going to listen to the devil when he says, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're locked up. How can you be anything in your life? Nobody in your family ever got to be anything. You're always going to be in trouble. You're never going to see the bright side of daylight. You were born on the wrong side of the tracks. You're never going to get on track. Look at you. You've been locked up so many times, you don't even know what it's like to be outside anymore. By the time you get outside, your kids won't even know you. Nobody's going to want to be around you. You're a loser. Those are the lies of the devil. Please go back to verse 10, and it says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. In the Jesus book, it says, so then, make strong because you guys stay tight with the boss and he get all the power you guys need for make you guys strong inside. So let the army guys get armor for stand against the other army guys. God get everything you guys need for stand against all the stuff the devil like try use for bully you guys. So take all the stuff God like give you guys. The full armor of God. The shoes of readiness to bear the gospel, the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the word, the helmet of salvation, and everything bathed in prayer. Oh, my beloved, my prayer is that you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you come to call him your Lord and Savior. And I'm just thankful that you have the opportunity to tune in. You have the opportunity to listen to an encouraging word. Once again, I lift all of those of you who are sitting at the edge of your bunk. Maybe you're lying in the bed looking up and you're saying, why me? Why me? No, not why me. Why not me? God loves you too much to leave you where you're at. He loves you where you're at, but he loves you too much to leave you there. He's trying to give you the opportunities to change your life. He's trying to give you the opportunity to be what he has redeemed you to be and not to be what the enemy wants you to be. See, it's all about perception. Don't put a period where the Lord has put a comma. I'm a convict, period. No, God says, I'm a convict, comma, but I found Jesus and my life has changed. Oh, Brother Bula, I'm a drug addict, period. No, Brother Bula, I'm a drug addict, comma, but I found Jesus and he healed me. Amen. Oh, Bula, I'm an alcoholic. No, Brother Bula, I'm alcoholic, comma, but I found the Lord and now he's bringing me back to my family and he's healed me. You know, we're so fortunate. We're so blessed to serve a loving God, to serve a God of second, third, fourth, and fifth chances. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the living God that we serve. That's a God that wants to reach out and have a relationship with you. Reach out to him. Bless you, Miss.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bula Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.